Well, hi there again. This is Toby Milroy, Chief Operating Officer for NAPMA, the National Association of Professional Martial Artists. And again with me today is our guest, Bob Dunn, who's our senior NAPMA member representative. And he is your new member concierge. So if you have any questions or challenges about how to implement these systems, Bob is your first point of contact. So Bob, you know, thanks for spending some time with us today again. We are really committed to helping you as a new member, as a school owner in our association, get up and running very quickly in our program. This is for action-oriented school owners, right? Almost the realization and the agreement that we all have is the current things that you're doing in your martial arts school. I remember reading a book called What Got You Here Won't Get You There, right? And just the title of the book had such an impact on me because it reinforced for me that, you know, Bob, all of the skills and talent and education and practical application, practical practice that I had up to that point is what had gotten me to that point, you know. But what it takes to get to the next level is most times a different set of skills, right, and an expanded set of talent and an expanded set of opportunities. So what got you where you are now probably won't get you where you want to be. So that's what we're here for. We're here to be that facilitator, that conduit that helps you implement these systems in your school. So, Bob, today what we're talking about is a seemingly simple-sounding concept, but it has far-reaching implications not only in student retention but also in marketing. And we're talking about your student newsletter. And this is a very, again, a simple topic, but I really want you to think through this with me as we're discussing this today, because this has some deep implications for you in your martial arts school. So each and every month in your NAPMA member package, you'll have either a CD-ROM. If you don't get the CD-ROM, then it'll be available to you on our website. We're right now currently in the process of phasing out the CD-ROM because, frankly, the disk is too full of data. We provide so much content, so much artwork at a very high level and they're very big files that we've filled up a CD. We've been moving those resources online so it's easier for you to download them piecemeal instead of having the CD stack up. But so each month you'll be receiving a done-for-you student newsletter, and it's called Kickin'. And the newsletter is a very powerful tool for you in your school. And, Bob, you were just saying a little while ago that when most new members come into the pipeline, almost none of them are using a newsletter, right? And, Bob, what did you say were the primary reasons that school owners typically don't have some type of a newsletter running in their school?
Yeah, the most common feedback. Oh, first off, hello everybody. Thanks, Toby, for having me on the call. But the primary thing is that those that do use one, it's not consistent. They don't use it every month, only because it takes so much time to develop one. Make sure that you have good content on it, and make sure that it looks professional, because this is a way of you extending yourself outside of the school. The other part of it too is that one of the challenges, Toby, maybe you can help on this too, is that a lot of our clients, when they did a newsletter and they took the time to put one together, they just feel that their students aren't reading it. So these are a couple of areas I think we could, you know, really help our new members out with and kind of fix some of those challenges and talk to them a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go back quickly to kind of concept here. And again, if you currently are already using some type of a student newsletter in your school, then you still don't skip through this recording, because there are some pieces of magic to this that you want to make sure that you're including in your student newsletters that you don't want to be missing. It's very important to get this one right. Here's why it's important to be using something like this, a mechanism like this. See, the most successful schools that we work with in NAPMA, of course, in Stephen Oliver's locations, in his franchise locations, they've mastered this, you know, decades ago. But one of the things that we know, beyond any shadow of any doubt, the most successful martial arts schools on the planet are ones who create a community amongst their customers, amongst their students. They're the ones who become a social hub for their student, right? It's not just a place they come a couple of days a week and spend an hour. It becomes sort of like this central this central hub of their social experience. The people that they hang out with outside of the martial arts school are the students that they study with. The parents meet each other and learn about each other and have dinner with each other on occasion and spend holidays together on occasion and, you know, those types of things, right? So it really, the school really does become sort of this social hub, right? And beyond any shadow of any doubt, I don't have statistics on this because it's 100%, all of the most successful schools in the nation garner that. They deliberately create that environment. It doesn't. It's not something that just happens sort of spontaneously in your martial arts school. It doesn't just sort of spring forth from the ground on its own. It's something that needs to be garnered and cultivated, right? And one of the things that you absolutely must do to be able to cultivate that type of a culture is have a very robust communication stream to your students and from your students when they're not physically inside your classroom, right? If the only impact that your students are getting from you, and you know, this may ruffle some feathers, frankly, but an awful lot of school owners that we work with who have significant retention problems, they have sort of a quote-unquote old school belief structure about the student-instructor relationship where, look, if they show up in my class and they bow in on the floor, I can help them. But if they don't show up, what can I do? There's nothing I can do, right? Well, see, that's not true. In today's technology, you know, universe, there are lots of things that we can do to communicate with our students when they're not physically standing in front of us. And that is the mark of excellence. That's a mark of a true professional. See, how do you feel? How would you feel? And in fact, how do you feel if you go in to see the doctor and he diagnoses your illness, writes your prescription, and then you never hear from him again? See, I think that's BS, right? You should be hearing from him all the time. He should be checking in on you and seeing how you're doing and all of that stuff, right? So without making this a retention conversation, one of the key components to having high retention in your martial arts school and building a very robust relationship with your customers, with your students and their families, is communicating with them outside the confines of your martial arts school. Many school owners who struggle with retention feel or they act as if there's some invisible force field right outside their school's door, and nothing that they do penetrates that force field. They're afraid to step outside that force field. When in reality, the schools who have the highest retention rate and the highest financial outcomes in their schools are the ones who treat the student as a person. They treat them as a whole human being. And they know that just a couple of times a week, an hour a shot, simply is not enough time for them to stimulate and garner the type of character development or to stimulate and garner the type of relationship that they truly want to garner with their customers, right? So, Bob, the first thing a school owner has to realize in this metric is garnering that student relationship has to transcend the front door of the school. It has to now take on an entirely new dynamic. They have to be hearing from us on a regular basis when they're not physically in front of us, okay? The number one reason for student attrition, right, the number one reason that students drop out, or so it's purported, is they simply got out of the habit. They simply lost interest, right? They just got out of the habit of coming down to the school. So the more you can do to interact with them outside of the school confines, the four walls, the farther it depresses that opportunity from happening, right? They look forward to getting your newsletter every month. They look forward to seeing your blog post. They look forward to seeing the videos from you on YouTube. They look forward to, you know, all of that stuff. So this is a baseline fundamental that you must be doing, okay? So if we can agree that keeping this communication stream open is extremely important, which it absolutely is, it's absolutely vital, the next step is, well, now how do we do this in a way that's both effective and doesn't suck up so much time that it becomes cumbersome? Right? And, you know, that's what NATMA has created for you. This is designed to save your valuable time. There are three things in your NATMA membership, well, there's more than that, but there are three fundamental components in your NATMA membership that we have created this program to accomplish for you. Number one is we've created this program to drive a bunch of new students into your school. as you saw with our done-for-you press release process 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, whichever, 2 weeks ago, right? The second thing that we've done is to help systemize and automate high levels of student retention in your martial arts school, which this is one of those versions. The virtual classroom is another. There's many of those things in the membership that will help you do that. The third thing is to save you time, right? To create more free time for you so that you can do higher value things, meaning you can go create more new students, or you can take a vacation, or you can spend time with your family, right? So those are the three primary problems that we solve with our membership program. So the Kickin' newsletter is designed to help with, you know, at least two of those, and I'll show you how to make it the third by the end of today's conversation, okay? So this is designed to save you time. So you'll print off this newsletter, you'll see the publisher files or the, you know, InDesign files if you're on a Mac or a PC. And it's set up for you to be very simple. There's always a cover story. The cover story on the newsletter is always related to a tangible martial arts benefit, right? It's designed to reinforce a reason that someone should be a martial artist and continue to be a martial artist. So the cover story is always designed to help you with student retention, but also to help you create new students. So we'll discuss that towards the end of the call today. Very important that you're using this newsletter not just for internal students, but for prospects. So the cover story is always related to a martial arts benefit. So if I'm Mrs. Jones and I enroll Johnny in your program to help him with his self-confidence, and he's been a student now for 9 months and he's doing great and he loves it and he has a lot of fun and I think it's, you know, wonderful, and then I'm now reinforced with this newsletter mechanism that says, hey, Mrs. Jones, keep in mind that while he's learning these physical techniques in class, he's also increasing that level of self-confidence by this, for this reason, and this reason. See, now you've just further convinced her, you further persuaded her that she made a good decision, that she should continue in this program because it is really delivering the benefit that she so greatly wanted, even if she can't see it on a day-to-day basis, right? Does that make sense, Bob? So the cover story is always related to a benefit that is either useful for retention and or marketing. But once someone is a student, it's not time to stop persuading them that they're receiving the benefits that they signed up for, right? In fact, it's time to accelerate that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, that's sort of one component of this newsletter. Okay, and that's all done for you. It's all pre-formatted. All you have to do is click print, right? Done deal. The inside cover, there's always going to be kind of a success story, a testimonial, right? A story of a student who has accomplished a benefit through the program. And those success stories always relate to a tangible benefit that a student can gain from training in your martial arts academy. Focus, self-confidence, self-esteem, lost weight. Beat ADHD, whatever the case may be. Again, this further reinforces the good decision that a current customer has already made. Does that make sense? So there's always a success story in that upper left-hand corner. Did you have something on that, Bob?
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, just to interject here, when I was in church this last weekend, I thought for sure they were following the NAPMA format for the newsletter because the bulletin that went out hit on all of these topics. And it just gave open, you know, details on why they should continue to come back, why they should invite a friend out to their church, you know, everything else. So, anyways, I just wanted to throw that out because it was really interesting, and they're very successful at it, and that's what this is designed to do.
Exactly. And you know, leading people is the most valuable skill that you'll ever acquire in your life, and this format is one of those processes, right? We're leading those parents and leading those customers to truly embrace and truly understand what we are delivering in our classroom. Okay, so and then on the bottom of the inside cover, we always put a couple of little activities for the kids. If you're a family-oriented school, there'll be like a little word puzzle or something like that, and those words are always you know, martial arts type words, those types of things. And the mechanism of that is to solve the problem that you identified earlier, Bob, that their students aren't engaging in the newsletter. They're not reading it. They're not using it. So the puzzle is something that you can require all of your students to accomplish to earn a stripe for their belt, or you can reward them for it with a high five award or something like that. So this is a mechanism to help you get them engaged in your newsletter. Pardon me. Fourth component of the newsletter, there's also something called Health Kick. And this always focuses on a benefit of martial arts or a benefit of training with you, a benefit of learning with you that relates to their health and well-being, so their physical health, their diet, or those types of things. So that's just valuable content that will resonate with people. Now, the right panel, the inside right panel, is designed to be completely customized by the school owner. So you put in your calendar of events, or you put in your, you know, the stuff that's happening in your school. But here's another piece of this that's very important that people many times forget. You want people to look forward to getting your newsletter because they're kind of like living their life with you, right? See, they perceive you, the martial arts master, as a guru, right? They perceive you as a leader, as someone that they have chosen to follow, someone that they believe in. And, you know, you kind of want to become a real human being, right? You kind of want to, keep that Superman persona, but you also want to be a character, right? You want to have funny stories that you tell them and engage them on a humorous level or on a personal level, right? And so in the personalized piece of the newsletter, maybe you put a little story in there about your dog or about your little kids or, you know, whatever, right? Something that is kind of endearing to your customers, right? So you really want there to be some personality involved in this. You don't want it to look corporate and to look stuffy, like it's something you'd get from your bank or something like that. You really want it to be a community building piece. You know, you cover the carnival and the picnic that you had last month, and you know, those types of things. And literally, the inside cover should maybe take you 15 minutes to customize, right? It's very simple, laid out in a very simple manner so that you can just pop your calendar in there, maybe pop the student of the month in there, or whatever it is that you do. You know, pop a couple of components in there, and it's done. Right, done deal. And then on the back cover, there's always more of a display ad that is benefit-oriented related to your martial arts school. And so take all of the components that we just discussed, and all of these components are designed to help you retain the students that you have, because they're going to be constantly every month reinforced from the National Association, right, a third-party virtual endorser of your program. They're going to be reinforced by this national body, international body, that re-persuades them every month that the reason they're training in your martial arts academy are these reasons, and they're getting these benefits. Here's social proof of that benefit, and here's reinforcement of the training that they're getting, right? So that's very powerful. The next component of that is that we also want to help you drive new students. So if you think about reinforcing the decision someone has already made, well, that's what you need to do for someone who hasn't made the decision too, right? So this newsletter is a great marketing piece. So when a visitor comes to your website, perhaps you can, in exchange for their email address or even their full mailing address, mailing information, offer them a free subscription to your newsletter. And if you don't have the budget yet to mail the newsletter to all of your prospects, you should mail it to all the prospects on your list every month. But if you don't have the budget to do that yet, you can simply export it to a PDF. It takes one click of the mouse. You can save it as a PDF and email it to them, right? So, again, this is a very robust retention item and student service item, but it's also an extremely effective marketing tool, right? And it literally costs you $0 if you do it, you know, by email or by, you know, by some other broadcast mechanism, perhaps Facebook or Twitter or, you know, whatever. You know, there are lots of things that you can do. You can put it up on your blog, right? So there is tons of value to this piece of media, and it's an often overlooked opportunity in many underperforming martial arts schools, but it's a highly valued activity in high-performing martial arts schools. Does that make sense? So, Bob, any quick thoughts about that right now as far as we are?
The one key point I just wanted to kind of overlap on what you mentioned as far as being able to email this out. I mean, I've talked to a few NAMA members, and, you know, there's a few of them that are having some challenges with lead generation off of their website. But being able to offer, you know, an opportunity to get your newsletter from your business, even from a prospect that maybe is not ready to pull the trigger just yet, but they want to stay in tune with what you're doing and what how maybe they can benefit from your program, it's a fantastic way to add that onto your website. So somebody can opt in and actually subscribe to your newsletter, and then this gives you another lead generation opportunity directly from the website. So, you know, emailing that has been very effective, and it really helped out quite a few NAMA members with their website.
Yeah, well, yeah, and what you're describing is a little bit of a more advanced martial arts marketing topic, but let's take 2 seconds to talk about it. When somebody comes to your website or when somebody calls you or takes some sort of action, there are 3 possible answers that they would have to your offering or to what you teach, what you offer. Answer number 1 is no, I'm not interested. Answer number 2 is yes, I am interested. And those are the only ones that most school owners penetrate, are the ones who say yes, right? But there's a 3rd answer, and the 3rd answer is, well, I'm not too sure yet. I'm not convinced yet, right? You know, not yet. No, I'm not sure about you yet. I don't know enough about you yet. I don't, right? So the maybes are the ones that almost all school owners just throw away. And see, the maybes are where the real money, the real opportunity is in an underperforming martial arts school, because the maybes have some condition that you haven't quite solved yet. They have some objection or some challenge that you haven't quite persuaded them of yet. And again, the student newsletter is an amazing way to do that. You can put them on your drip system. You can, you know, set up an AWeber account, or you can set up some sort of another, you know, autoresponder, so that all of these leads, everybody who says maybe on your website, you know, every month they get this newsletter, and one of those cover stories is going to resonate with them at some point, right? If it's not the self-esteem cover story, it might be the self-discipline cover story. If it's not that one, it might be the focus cover story. It might be the self, you know, fitness cover story. You know, you never know. But this is a done-for-you mechanism that literally takes 15 minutes a month to deal with. Looks very professional. It's done to be, you know, we give you a color and a black and white version. It's set up so that it can be done very inexpensively. You can run them off on 11 by 17 paper down at the copy shop for, you know, 14 cents a piece, you know, or something like that, or, you know, even 7 cents a piece, depending on, you know, if you can get a really good deal or something like that. You know, it's designed to be very simple, low load, easy to manage, and save you a ton of time to be able to exchange for that benefit. So again, our mission is to drive new students in your door, to help you leverage your time, and to help you leverage your retention. This tool can do all 3. It can help you with all 3, right? So I again, we know that you are a school owner of action, or you never would have became part of our association. You never would have sought out information to improve your business. So now that you have, you've got to take action on it, right? Right now, pop the CD in your CD player. Go to the website. Download the Kickin newsletter. Customize it. It literally would take you, you know, maybe the first time you do it, it might take you 25 minutes or 30 minutes to get familiar with the, you know, get familiar with it. But literally on a monthly basis, it'll take you 15 minutes a month. And this thing will turn into new students, and it will increase your retention rates. There's no question. This is a proven tool to help add, you know, 2-4% to your retention over time, right? So right there, you've paid for your, you know, your NAPMA membership 10 times over just by keeping 1 extra student a year or 2 extra students a year from dropping out, because they feel connected to you. They feel more a part of your school and your organization. So, you know, take action, print this thing out, you know, pop in your activities, you know, get this thing out the door. Email it. Now, if you were going to do the optimum distribution channel, it would be all of the above, right? It would be email it to all of your students, mail it to all of your students, fold it up and hand it out to everybody when they walk in the door, post it up on your board, you know, get it to everyone every possible way that you possibly can. Now, again, I know some schools it won't be in their budget to do that. Ultimately, it will. Ultimately, your mission will be, you'll email it to everybody, you'll put it up on your blog, you'll mail it to everybody first class, you'll mail it to prospects on your database, you'll hand it out to all the students when they walk in the door, you'll ask all of your students to hand it out to all of their friends at their church group, you'll mail this to all of the local youth groups and church leaders and community involvement program people, all of the principals, all of the guidance counselors, all of the PE teachers, all of the daycare facilitators, you know, you'll mail it to this entire list. And this pays benefits to you in the school. So there's a huge opportunity for you. Start at the beginning, and we'll work your way through as you move through your membership. So through your experience with us as an AMA member. So good, Bob. Any other thoughts on leveraging this?
No, just to tell all the new NAMA members, too, to please give me a call if you have any questions on this. I'm always welcome to share with you my experiences with other new NAMA members, and maybe we can, brainstorm some new ideas that might be helpful and useful to their new program as they start moving through the NAMA membership.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, okay, great, guys. Thanks so much for your time. I know we had to move through this pretty quickly, but, again, I promised I would keep these weekly lessons relatively short, so that you could get started quickly and implement that system each week so that you have one little bite of the apple every week to make sure that you get some momentum on all these processes and you start driving that new traffic in your front door and capturing those traffic with your processes, the info call, the enrollment process, tracking all of your statistics, all of these pieces of the puzzle so that we can really help you add, you know, zeros to your income this year and then take our entire industry to the next level rather than just, you know, being a hobby profession from now on. So thank you guys so much for your time. And, Bob, thank you so much for taking the time with us today as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.